is what happens when you hear Layla. That means you get sports every night in America. After drinking some crappy oaky wine, somebody brought in tonight, we're joined here on Sports Every Night America, 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number. Here joined by Mr. Johnny Marino. Hey, folks, how you doing? And tonight we're going to be talking about all your sports needs. Look, college hoops. I'll tell you who won. I didn't pay attention. I'm just going to be honest right now. We'll get to... I got to talk about Phil Jackson. I don't understand why the Knicks would hire him. And I have a legit argument to that, and I'll bring that up at some point. I want to talk about Michael Vick at some point tonight. Talk about the craziness that surrounds him. If you want to call in, it's 1-800-878-7529. It's 1-800-878-7529 or 1-800-878-75... I'm sorry, play. That's it. Play. That'll do it for you. Really quick, we'll talk about the NHL. I may have a hockey guest joining us tonight by the name of Wesley Starr. Yes, the Wesley Starr. I'll explain who he is later. But we had a lot of time tonight. Talk about all sorts of stuff. We'll take your calls. Looking forward to what the craziness going on in... Look, Major League Baseball is 21 days away. 22, or 20, depending on where you're spinning on the earth right now. NFL free agency starts on Monday. Above all, the sporting world's going to pick up heavily in the next coming weeks. So we'll come back, talk about Phil Jackson and the Knicks here on Sports Zone in America, also broadcasting on Sirius XM Channel 92, The Sports Zone.
This is Chris Townsend, and are you having trouble getting a good night's sleep? Are you worried that mattresses cost too much and your old mattress, well, you're just sticking with it? Don't worry about it. I got you covered. Go to nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. N-E-S-T bedding.com. And when you go there, you're going to see that huge markup on mattresses is absolutely gone. These are organic mattresses. These things are money in the bank. And when you go there, click on the Chris Townsend Show icon, and you're going to get 15% off when you use the coupon code TOWNY, T-O-W-N-Y. That's T-O-W-N-Y. And you're going to get 15% off and two free pillows. They can ship right to your door, right to your door. If you're having issues with your mattress, look no further. Go to nestbedding.com. That's N-E-S-T bedding.com. If you're going to get a good night's sleep, and you want a great deal? There's only one place to go. That's nestbedding.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
The Zen philosopher Basho once wrote, "A flute with no holes is not a flute. And a donut with no hole is a Danish."
That's hot, man. That's awesome. We're going to turn this back up. That is the Pusher for all you music aficionados out there. You know I smoked a lot of grass. I heard that, buddy. And we're back with Sports Overnight America, 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number. And a relatively quiet day with sports, but I guess this week and next week are sort of the calms before the storm. I guess as we get ready for the NCAA tournament again, the NFL free agency starts on Monday. Major League Baseball is 20 days away from its start, so right now I'd say it's a little bit of a lull time in the sports world. However, Phil Jackson, who is a notorious attention hog, is now considering a job in the Knicks front office. See, here's the thing about Phil that I guess I want to say that maybe is overlooked, but he inherited two championship franchises. I mean, can we be honest and say that? He came in and got Kobe Bryant, already having Kobe and Shaq. When he went to the Bulls, he had Jordan. Now they got Pippen. But still, I mean, he's gotten really lucky. Now, I'm not saying he doesn't know how to coach and how to win games. Guys, 11 titles, you still have to go out and do it. But didn't he have a pretty stacked and loaded roster? And I don't know if his front office expertise is what can help this team. They're going to lose Melo. I mean, that's a foregone conclusion. And it's probably better off they lose Melo anyway. And I think Phil Jackson would be the first person to admit that to the Knick Nation, which is a bunch of crazy New Yorkers. I wouldn't say crazy New Yorkers. Well, you know, I've seen Yankee and Knick fans. They're pretty nuts about their teams. Hey, and, you know, I respect that. And the news hub outlet of the world. But it brings up a lot of questions. You know, can anyone turn around this Knicks team? Or are they destined to be a subpar franchise in a sport where really, minus San Antonio and Oklahoma City, it's the big markets who have the best teams. This year's a bit of an off year. Houston is a big market. They're having a good season. Okay, Miami is a little bit more of an emerging market. Indiana, smaller market. I mean, it's kind of been a weird year for the NBA. And the NBA is a sport that really does better when the big market teams have great seasons. Now the Lakers unfortunately suck. I'm just kidding. It's awesome when the Lakers suck. But the Clippers, they get an LA team in there. The Warriors, Bay Area, that's a big market. Now, granted, Portland and Phoenix are much, much smaller markets, but Dallas, okay, that's a bigger market. But this year in the playoffs, they're looking at no New York, no Knicks. Now the Nets will make it, so at least Brooklyn will be represented. So the Celtics aren't making the playoffs. You know, this is a rebuilding year for Boston. And where teams like Charlotte and Atlanta will get in the playoffs. Now, Chicago will get in, another big market. But it's been a weird year. And with Phil Jackson possibly coming back into the fold, it's just going to get weirder. And I don't think he can help the Knicks. They don't have any draft picks. So how are they going to improve the team? Yeah, they got Tyson Chandler. Okay, he's a solid center. Amari Stoudemire can't be on the court. He's always hurt. So how is this team going to get any better? And the one guy who made them better was Jeremy Lin. They let him go. And now, regardless of what you want to say about him, about Lin, about his inabilities as a player, sure, he's not a perfect player. I mean, he's a smaller point guard, not cut from that cloth of, he's not a Russell Westbrook or a Steph Curry. He's none of that, but the guy's a gamer. And he passes the ball and he sets it, he runs an offense. You know, that's what you need. You need a table setter. You need somebody to take control and not take all the shots. Unfortunately, the Knicks don't have either of those things. They have a guy, no one to set the table, and a guy who takes all their shots. So how is that going to... And then also, he doesn't play defense on the other end of the floor. Now, I've heard all the conversation on ESPN about him going... about Melo going to the Bulls. Okay, fine. So what? What if he does go to the Bulls? Does it make them any better? I don't think so. I mean, yeah, this guy's a great player. There's no contesting that fact. It's just what drives me crazy is that everyone has now ordained him as the guy who's going to save a franchise. What franchise has he saved? In fact, what franchise has he even helped? Yeah, okay, he made the Knicks relevant for a few years, but the Knicks are already back to being irrelevant like they were before he got there. He was a disaster in New York and Denver, excuse me, at the end of his tenure there. So really, how is he as a person going to improve that situation? Any situation that he can go to, he'll make a bad situation worse, and he'll make a good situation bad. So explain it to me, because I'm confused. And to be honest, I was a general manager in the NBA. I'd pass. I'd rather have Kevin Love than Carmelo Anthony. I think that is an easy sell to me. Coming up in this free agent draft, I know Kevin Love, there's a possibility he may not leave Minnesota, although I think it's a foregone conclusion. He's going to be headed into Los Angeles with the crazy amount of cap room they have coming up this next offseason. But to me, I could name 10 players in the free agency I'd rather have over Carmelo Anthony. And to be honest, I would probably get two of those guys for the price of Carmelo, too. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number here on Sports Overnight America. It's a beautiful night in San Francisco. It's 66 degrees outside. I know I'm just teasing the rest of the planet, the rest of the country, really. I mean, it was such a nice night. My buddy Mark is actually in studio with me tonight. Yeah, he's a good guy. We were just talking about this. We were outside, and it's not even cold. Now, keep in mind, it's March now. Now, the weather starts to kind of pick up around the rest of the country. We've had a weird winter in the sense where it's basically been a very early spring dating back to November. A very odd winter. And it's also caused in a bit of a drought warning in California. Hopefully that issue will get somewhat resolved. I don't know. California will figure something out, I hope. But then again, it is the California state government. Not exactly a governing body worth its salt. I don't know. I feel like they tend to screw things up more than help. I mean, we are the state that put Arnold Schwarzenegger in charge of it, which is still kind of baffling to me. There's actually a few things going on in Major League Baseball today. I want to get to them at some point. But Matt Carpenter, he's a guy who was in the NL MVP voting, was a huge contributor to the Cardinals, got a 6-year extension for really, on baseball terms, a pretty low-cost contract for the Cardinals. And I want to talk about the Cardinals at some point. I mean, I'm kind of in awe of, I think all baseball fans are really in awe of what the St. Louis Cardinals have done the past few years. I mean, I'll talk about it. Kind of my theory on them is, like, you know, in Major League Baseball, when you lose a superstar, you are destitute for a few years. I mean, you have no chance of competing, of even being relevant. If you lose a 3 or 4 hitter that's in the middle of your lineup, coming into the prime of his career, mind you, you got no chance of coming back. But not the Cardinals. They have been the exception to the rule. They've been the exception to a lot of rules, actually. And they've been very tricky. At some point, we might have Wes Starr on tonight. Now, if you don't know who Wes Starr is, you wouldn't be alone. A lot of people don't know who he is. But this guy actually is a hockey junkie. He's a sports junkie like me. He's one of my closest friends. Oh, look, I love the guy. The guy is a genuine clown, but he knows his sports talk. He listens to sports talk radio more than I do, which is pretty insane. But he wants to come on and talk a little hockey about post-NHL trade deadline, well, how he thinks the league is. And the NHL this year is pretty stacked. And I know a lot of people aren't hockey fans out there. I've been advocating for people to watch the NHL. Get out there, watch hockey. It's a lot better than watching some basketball games. Because, man, some of these college games, I mean, they're just boring. I mean, they're not that entertaining, and I don't see it. I don't see how some of these college hoops games are more entertaining than hockey games. Someone debate me, please. But, I mean, the Olympics were a prime example of how hockey was it's relatively more exciting than most basketball games. We're going to come back with an update, tell you the scores of the NHL, the NBA, and college hoops. Again, folks, it's Johnny Marino hosting Sports Overnight America, 1-800-878-7529. That is his phone number. Coming back with an update here, folks, on Sports Overnight America, broadcasting all over the world on Sirius XM Channel 92, The Sports Zone.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
You have some mighty strong-looking workers here, sir. I'd be willing to offer you $40 for two of the white ones and $50 for the blacks.
Are you referring to our student-athletes?
Student-athletes? Oh, that is brilliant, sir.
So funny. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number. Christian, hang on. Playing long update music. Don't know why. But I like it. We got an update coming at you, folks, and this update is brought to you by LiverGuard Kids. Go to livergard.com. You type in the coupon code, you're going to get the word great. And you're going to get a great deal. This stuff actually prevents against the alcohol hangover. Check them out at livergard.com. We're going to start in the NBA, as we tend to do. Actually, I like to start in the NHL, but I guess it's an NBA night tonight. I don't know. I haven't decided. And we'll start it off with the Knickerbockers. Hey, they got a win tonight. Good for them. They beat Cleveland, though, so don't get too excited, Knicks fans. They won 107-97. The Jazz, they beat the 76ers 104-92. Memphis got a little beatdown on Charlotte 111-89. San Antonio, they win again. Guess what, folks? The Spurs are for real as they beat Orlando 121-112. Washington, they beat Milwaukee 114-107. Milwaukee got beat without O.J. Mayo for punching a guy in the throat. Or was it a ref or was it a player? I wasn't really sure about that. And the clip show, they beat Atlanta, that took them down to the wire 109-107 at the Staples Center. In the NHL, Ottawa, the Senators, they beat Winnipeg Jets 5-3. St. Louis with Ryan Miller, they haven't lost yet since making that big trade. They beat Colorado 2-1. Toronto in overtime, they beat the Flyers 4-3. Boston, the Bruins in a shootout beat Tampa Bay and their new captain Steven Stamkos, but their new player Ryan Callahan. The Brooklyn Nets now. The Devils, they beat Carolina 5-4. Marty Brodeur did not play, and he's not going to play much the rest of this season. Really sad end to his career, but we'll get to that later. Washington, they beat Phoenix 3-2. Columbus, they shut out Nashville 1-0. Dallas beat Minnesota 4-3. And Vancouver beat Calgary 2-1. And the My Sharkies, yeah! They beat the Canadiens 4-0. This update was brought to you by LiverGuard Kids. Drink coffee, smoke cigarettes, tend to imbibe. Check them out at livergard.com. More of Sports Overnight America. And now we're going to move to the intellectual portion of our program. That would be Christian in Galveston County, Texas. Christian, what's going on, man?
Nothing much, man. Nothing much. I just still can't get over that Canelo Alvarez ass kicking he gave at Angulo tonight.
Oh, was that tonight?
Yes, that was tonight, Jonathan.
Well, you know, Christian, I didn't have time to watch the fight. I'm quite busy on my Saturdays. What was the final? Was it at least two rounds or no?
Nah, I think it went all 12 rounds. You might have to check out BoxRec or one of those websites before the night is over.
Okay.
But all I know is from a friend of mine on Facebook, I heard that Alfredo Angulo got beaten by Canelo Alvarez tonight.
No kidding. All right. Well, what else is on your mind, Christian, besides for the nice ass kicking that went down?
Yeah. When it comes down to the NCAA tournament, next week, all these conference tournaments are going to happen, the big conference tournaments that people care about, not the Ivy League or the Southern Conference, like how Winthrop and Harvard packed in their shots to be in the tournament this weekend. But, you know, with all the big conference tournaments that are going to happen this upcoming weekend, who do you see that's going to astound you?
I would say the team that I think is really coming on strong is Louisville right now. They've been playing a lot of ranked opponents. They've been beating them as well. So I there's a team that I think is coming on strong. I think that right now they're ranked 11th in the country. I think that's going to change. They're going to make their way up the rankings a little bit. I know they had kind of an auspicious start to the year. But I'll tell you what, to me, they're a team I think is going to come up. And I like the way they're playing right now. I really do.
Right. But don't you think that Wichita State, the Shockers, were going to be having their Missouri Valley Conference Championship game in less than 12 hours? Do you think that they might live up to their nickname?
And shock the world?
Yes, exactly.
They very well could. I don't think they're going to. I mean, then let's face it. I mean, they've had such an easy schedule, and I think in basketball, you see it. You see the teams that really have a deep tournament runs. Yeah, you see it often. So not as often as we'd like to. These small schools do it, but when you see teams that are like lower in the bracket, they're typically from bigger conferences that, you know, they had a rough schedule, but now they're winning these games. And honestly, I think they're gonna. I mean, the bracketology is kind of having them coming up against Kansas or Louisville early in the brackets. So I don't know. I mean, it would be nice if Wichita State did it. I mean, I'm obviously pulling for them. I always pull for the underdogs in the tournaments. I don't like the one seeds winning at all, or even the two seeds. Is my own personal thing. I'm not a huge NBA. I'm not a huge college hoops fan. I love watching the tournament though. So, but I don't know. I'm going to find it really tough. And I know they'll probably go 34-0 this year in the regular season, which is awesome. And you know, that's nothing that can no one can discredit, but it's in that Mountain Valley Conference,
Missouri Valley.
Exactly, Missouri Valley Conference, and I mean, come on, they played like Bradley this year. I mean, schools that no one has ever heard of. So, I mean,
and it's basically the reason why Creighton left for the Big East.
Well, yeah, well, Creighton was smart too. I mean, now they're ranked higher. They got a better chance of making the tournament every year. And they also have a harder schedule. They'll get better recruits too. I mean, after this little cycle at Wichita State, they're going to lose all these players, and they're unfortunately never going to be heard from again. I.e., Butler. Remember the Butler Bulldogs? They were the big 2 years in a row. They were the big tournament surprise. They're right back to being irrelevant this year.
Yeah, that's mostly because the coach left them high and dry for a rebuilding process NBA team with a ton of history.
Well, a ton of draft picks, too. You got to give them a lot of credit for that. Hey, Christian, listen, we're coming up on a break, man. Do you want to hang around? Or, you have anything else to talk about, or are you going to hop off?
I got a little bit up my sleeve, but I got a little bit up my sleeve, so I'll wait around for a little bit.
All right, perfect. We'll start you off next segment. Sound good?
Yeah.
All right, hold on, Christian. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number. We're going to come back. Little Christian from Galveston County, Texas. I like talking to Christian. Longtime faithful caller. So, that's the deal on this show. We tend to give you the callers a lot more time. Talk about whatever you'd like to. We'll come back, talk to Christian. Also, I want to talk about the NFL. We got free agency upon us, and you know I'm a football junkie. It's basically my expertise. I mean, I was brought on this program to talk about football with originally to talk about with Raider Mort. And unfortunately, we Raider Mort, he had a difficult year, so I couldn't really talk to him as much. But so I kind of took on the majority of the duties for the weekday show. But we'll talk about the free agency. It's coming up in 2 days. It's going to be some pretty exciting stuff. So we'll come back, talk about that, and plenty more here on Sports Overnight America, broadcasting all over the world on Sirius XM 92, The Sports Zone.
Attention, active duty, National Guard, Reserve, and retired veterans. If your loved one was injured while serving our country anytime after October 2001, you may qualify for up to $100,000 in tax-free cash TSGLI benefits, even if the injury was not related to military service. Also, if you have been denied VA disability benefits for a service-related issue, we may be able to help. To find out if you have a claim, call 888-606-9650. That's 888-606-9650.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
This is Chris Townsend, and are you having trouble getting a good night's sleep? Are you worried that mattresses cost too much and your old mattress, well, you're just sticking with it? Don't worry about it. I got you covered. Go to nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. N-E-S-T bedding.com. And when you go there, you're going to see that huge markup on mattresses is absolutely gone. These are organic mattresses. These things are money in the bank. And when you go there, click on the Chris Townsend Show icon, and you're going to get 15% off when you use the coupon code TOWNY, T-O-W-N-Y. That's T-O-W-N-Y. And you're going to get 15% off and 2 free pillows. They can ship right to your door, right to your door. If you're having issues with your mattress, look no further. Go to nestbedding.com. That's N-E-S-T bedding.com. If you're going to get a good night's sleep and you want a great deal, there's only one place to go. That's nestbedding.com.
So you're into fantasy sports. Time for you to up your game at StarFantasyLeagues.com, where you can play fantasy sports like football, basketball, hockey, and baseball and earn cold hard cash every single day. It's legal, it's brand new, and it's awesome. At StarFantasyLeagues.com, you can play your favorite fantasy sport for real money against real people, or even play the Star Fantasy Leagues free tournaments for your chance to win something for nothing. Put your money where your mouth is. Prove your expertise. Get your game on today at StarFantasyLeagues.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
This whole idea sounds pretty half-baked.
No, it's not. It's completely baked.
Been dazed and confused for so long, it's not true. I always love doing the half-baked bit and then play Dazed and Confused. For you, lots of people talking, few of them know. Soul of a woman was created below. And we're back with Sports Overnight America, 1-800-878-7529. That is phone number. Christian, what's up, my man?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you back? All right, man. What else is on your mind? Talk to the mastermind.
Okay, but real quick, I just would like to remind people that Canelo Alvarez defeated Alfredo El Perro, the dog in Spanish, that is, Angulo via 10th round technical knockout.
You heard it here first, folks.
Yep. But aside from all that, I know you said NFL free agency starts at 4 p.m. Eastern this Tuesday afternoon. This upcoming Tuesday afternoon, by the way. So, when it comes down to the Texans and Ben Tate, who is their unrestricted free agent this time around, if the Texans don't end up signing him to another deal, what do you think they might do when it comes down to a potential running back signing? What do you think they might do? Do they have to look at the draft? Do they look to free agency? Or do they look to training camp?
Oh, definitely the draft. I mean, look, we saw last year for the first time that a running back wasn't taken in the first round. It's going to happen again this year. The running back position is now, these guys are literally a dime a dozen. In a draft, there's a lot of good running backs. The guy I like is Trey Mason. First of all, they're going to let go of Ben Tate. I don't think they're going to be able to re-sign him. Tate's going to walk. A good spot for Ben Tate would be Pittsburgh, just to preview that. I mean, he could very well go to, I think another good spot would be Seattle. I think he'd be a great secondary player to Marshawn Lynch. Turbin's a good player, but I think Ben Tate would have a really good shot of having a great season there. Maybe the Rams, that would be another team that might bid for his services. So, and it all depends. And look, you don't want to get – if the fallacy of free agency is, now, if you get a guy when they're 28, 29 years old, you have no idea, I mean, how much tread is on their tires. And a guy who really sticks out in my mind is Maurice Jones-Drew. He's going to hit the free agent market this year as a running back, 28, turning 29, had a lot of carries in him already, has been the backbone of – the Jacksonville Jaguar franchise. People forget in his first 2 years in the league, him and Fred Jackson were part of a playoff team down there that actually won a playoff game and was competitive in their losses. So it's going to be interesting to see. But I mean, for the Texans, they have Arian Foster coming back, who when he's healthy, he is one of the top five best backs in all of football. So give or take, their best move is definitely going to be in the draft. That's kind of how the Texans have kind of rolled, I guess, in this situation. They're going to rebuild through the draft. I think Bill O'Brien's he's a guy coming from the Belichick style of coaching, which is you get people in the draft and you get free agents at your price. You don't overpay for guys, and that's what I would expect. But you know that first pick in the draft, I would not be shocked at all to see them trade it. I really wouldn't for the Texans. I think they might move down the board, possibly to have Jadeveon Clowney and a few picks later fall right into their lap.
Right. I mean, I can probably see them not signing Ben Tate, but then again, same time, I can probably see them moving down Ben Tate if they re-sign him.
Yeah, but, you know, if they were to re-sign him, is it really worth it? I mean, it's going to cost a lot of money for a guy who's going to get 150 touches on the ball, you know, that's rushes and receptions. I mean, he's really an insurance policy for Arian Foster, and that's the guy who they've already paid. So I mean, it's tough to have two running backs in this day and age take big cap numbers. It's next to impossible for you to be able to put a winner on the field.
Right, I can understand that. And another thing I want to get off my chest, and I know you barely look at mixed martial arts. I do spend most of my time looking at mixed martial arts. So I know Alexander Gustafsson, the guy that lost to John Jones in that controversial decision that won them basically the fight of the year last year in Toronto. He defeated Nigerian-based British fighter Jimmy Manuwa in London yesterday via second-round TKO. Now he's saying he wants John Jones in a light heavyweight title rematch. Do you see that happening?
Oh, probably. I mean, for the best thing for mixed martial arts, I'm speaking in generalities here, are as many rematches of great fights as possible. You know, you don't want what basically happened in boxing, where boxers have an occasional title fight, you know, a fight worth their while, and they go five or six fights without even fighting anybody worthwhile. And that's probably why the heavyweight boxing became so unpopular, that and the fact that half those fights are probably thrown or rigged. But the better the matchups are, is always better for a growing sport like MMA. I know I tend to watch the fights at bars and stuff. I'm not really into the entire aspect of knowing the fighters that well, but I enjoy watching them. I really do. And MMA is definitely the new fighting form that's going to be popular in the United States. The question is, how big can it get? And I think over time it could be as popular as heavyweight boxing once was in the United States. Maybe. I think if it's done correctly, and the best way to do that is have really the best contenders in the world fighting each other over and over again.
Yeah, but if you think about it, mixed martial arts is a sport that has, mixed martial arts is a sport that is only 20 or 25 years old, depending on what part of the world you live in. And already, I just keep hearing way too much talk about these super fights. Like, for example, they're supposed to be, the UFC is thinking about bringing Gina Carano back into mixed martial arts after doing all these movies and stuff to put her in a fight. To put her in a women's bantamweight title fight against Ronda Rousey, in case all these ideas of them signing Chris Cyborg or Holly Holm ain't gonna work.
Okay. Well, no, but the super fights are the fastest way for the sport to make money. And that's the reason why they do it. The fastest way for people to get popularity, to get people back in the league, and to get the prize money in fights up. And here's a prime example: golfing. You know, and Tiger Woods. Let's say real quick. I mean, the parallels aren't the same, but they are when it comes to cash. When Tiger is in a tournament, even back when he was younger, the prize money was far higher. Even the guys who got last place were making far more money than they were when Tiger wasn't around. That hiatus he took, or when he's hurt and he's not playing, which we are seeing kind of right now. He's playing this weekend. Don't worry, he'll choke. But I mean, it's that's the thing, is that Christian, if you want, the big thing about sports is money, and the big four these days, the NHL, okay, is part of the big four, but they're not necessarily financially
viable.
They're
basically more Canadian than anything.
Yeah, the Canadian and the northeast states, I'd say. Boston's got a great following in hockey, but most of the teams aren't financially viable. The NBA is kind of in the same boat. The big market teams thrive, the small market teams hurt. Even in Major League Baseball, it's kind of the case. The only sport that's not the case is the NFL, where every team is. It's at the cap. I mean, they're near that cap number, and they probably could go over, as we're going to see the cap expand over the coming seasons and players get paid a lot more.
Mm-hmm. But still, I think when it comes down to super fights, I think mixed martial arts, especially the UFC, need to stop thinking about, like, producing these super fights and just produce some of these younger, more fresher guys they have on their over-lapidated roster of 300-plus people.
Okay, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, I understand the logic in kind of keeping getting new people involved. Maybe people will follow the new guys, but I think right now MMA, their biggest thing is that they're trying to get as much cash in right now as possible. The more TV time, the better, obviously. And because right now they're on Saturday nights, and most people, again, aren't home on Saturday nights. I'm here, or I'm out on Saturday nights, so I don't tend to watch the fights, and that's the unfortunate thing about MMA. Can that change? Yeah, and it probably will change over the coming years. But as of right now, they need the super fights, I'd say, because they need to get more cash, they need to get more higher ratings, and most importantly, just get more people watching and involved in the sport.
Yeah, and plus if they would get more super fights, then the boom for them, like how it has been over the last 12 years since Super has
basically own the UFC. It would be similar to the wrestling boom in the 80s and the boxing boom in the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Right. Hey, Chris, good point. Hey, man, listen, we got a boogie. I'm going to do a quick little close here. All right, man?
All right, I'll talk to you later, man.
All right, Christian, you have a good night.
You too, dude.
All right, 1-800-878-7529. That's Christian in Galveston County, Texas. One of our all-time favorite callers. What did I do? Anyway, he brought up a good point about the mega fights. And look, I have an economics background, so I kind of see why companies and firms do what they do. And professional sports now is not professional sports. It's professional business. That's what it is. It's emerging markets. It's markets that we don't know the boundaries of. There can always be more of it just because there's an influx in athletes. So it's right now every kind of sports world team is really filling themselves out. And the MMA is the youngest fighting one for sure. And there is a market. And I think over time it'll grow. But again, it needs to get more into the national audience. I like the fact the fights are on Fox now. I don't think the fight tonight was. I think tonight might have been a pay-per-view. But for the most part, a lot of the fights are on Fox. And I think over time, the MMA is going to get a lot more popular. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number, folks. Hey, hanging out with Johnny Marino tonight. I have just enough time to do nothing. Now, real quick in the NHL news. Kind of a happy day. Mike Modano, arguably one of the greatest American hockey players of all time, had his jersey retired. For those of you who don't know who Mike Modano is, you should definitely go look him up. One of the best American hockey players of all time, if not the best. Played for the Minnesota North Stars and the Dallas Stars. Same franchise, but they moved locations. We'll have an update coming up next. Yeah, do an update. Not sure what we'll talk about. I want to talk about the NFL free agency at some point. We'll definitely do that here on Sports Overnight America on Sirius XM Channel 92, The Sports Zone.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit. But you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
My job consists of basically masking my contempt for the assholes in charge, and at least once a day retiring to the men's room so I can off.
The legendary line from American Beauty won the Academy Award in 1999 for Best Picture. Bet you didn't know that. Oh, I'm on the air. I was talking to Mark. This update is brought to you. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. This update is brought to you by LiverGuard, kids. Go to livergard.com. You type in the coupon code, and you're going to get the word great, and you're going to get a great deal. This stuff actually prevents against the alcohol hangover. Check them out at livergard.com. Yeah, let's do a really quick update. I'm going to burn through these scores. In college hoops, I'll give you the big ones. Florida gets a win. They move to 18-0 in the SEC, beating Kentucky 84-65. Wichita State moves to 33-0 for the season as they beat Missouri State 67-42. Oregon upset Arizona 64-57. Duke gets a big win against UNC 93-81. Villanova, they beat Georgetown in a rivalry game. Kansas got upset by West Virginia. Everyone else, though, the higher-ranked team, Iowa being upset by Illinois. In the NBA, the Knickerbockers, they get the win over Cleveland 107-97. Utah beat Philly 104-92. Memphis, the Grizzly, they've been a little disappointing this year. They beat Charlotte 111-89. San Antonio, they beat Orlando 121-112. Washington beat Milwaukee 114-107. And the Clip Show beat Hotlanta 109-107. In the NHL, very quickly, Ottawa beat Winnipeg. St. Louis beat Colorado. Toronto in OT beat Philly. Boston in a shootout beat Tampa Bay. New Jersey beat Carolina 5-4. Washington beat Phoenix. Columbus beat Nashville. Dallas, Vancouver, and San Jose for the rest of the winners. This update was brought to you by LiverGuard. Kids, drink coffee, smoke cigarettes, tend to imbibe. Check them out at livergard.com. They have the news coming up next, and we'll have more of Sports Overnight America.